This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Miles, what day is it?
Friday. Positive Friday.
You're right. It's National Coworking Day. And I know that we all love every single coworker that we work with. But sometimes you get that just inconsiderate person, which brings us to an entire list of those inconsiderate people.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers and how to deal with them. I love nothing more than coming up with myriad ways of psychologically torturing that coworker. The problem is, that piece of human excrement will still be employed by your company. There's only a couple things you can do. Ignore them, even when they talk to you. Do not reply. Is it childish? Sure it is. But that will get the point across. Or start applying to jobs for them and hope to God they become someone else's problem. Or finally, you could simply poison them. Positive Friday.
Damn. Alrighty. Thank you, VD. So these are 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers and just how to deal with them. I'm sure we don't know anybody that's like any of these things. Bottom of the list, they say the know-it-all. Every group has the know-it-all, who may also exhibit some of the same characteristics as the suck-up. This self-explanatory type is often a jack-of-all-trades, but a master of none. Nevertheless, the know-it-all wants to be sure to come across as the authority on every topic.
Is it just me, or does it seem like, you know, whether it's school, work, whatever, the person who's a know-it-all is also the biggest idiot you know?
Sure. They're just the loudest.
Right. But, like, you're not smart, but you do talk a lot.
Right.
And you are a suck-up.
They make sure to answer everything that they do know.
Right.
Therefore, they look like they're the smartest. Crap. The personal oversharer. Most teams have that one member who lacks the appropriate verbal filter.
Yep.
Every detail, whether from a relationship breakup or a shopping trip, is to be shared and rehearsed for everyone within earshot. The personal oversharer might also be called the time suck, because the minutes can quickly add up to a wasted chunk of the afternoon, gobbled up by overly long personal stories.
Yeah, we got more than one of those around here. I stabbed a man in the head because I saw him kick a pigeon and ran down there. Oh, my God.
Which, to be fair, that's to be expected in a group of radio folk.
He's not on the air.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, we're chatty by nature. I get it. This dude is
See, I'm the opposite way. I would think radio people would be better at it because you know you're on a time crunch. Wrap up the goddamn story.
You're right. We should know better.
We
but not
should.
Everybody does know better.
Now.
Not even in our department. Yeah. 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers.
We're like one statement away from just outing people.
Yeah, right.
Talking about you, Karen.
It's Steve Miggs, man. He won't shut up.
The weekend warrior. Most offices have at least one person who is known much more for the sports events that they participate in over the weekend than for the work that they do in the company. It might be a marathoner, a 5K road racer, or an obstacle racer who does the tough mutter. You'll know this type by the medals, t-shirts, and race photos decorating their office.
Okay.
I don't know the way. Yeah.
You don't
I mean,
have
look,
one of those
I'm,
now.
I'm guilty of it sometimes. Like, when I was playing public, like, dude, I scored this weekend. Or I was all fired up by playing disc golf.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like that's a different. You're sharing something you were happy
you
about.
You didn't score every
yeah,
week.
Right.
Correct.
I mean, so that you don't bring it
up. You also told us when you blew it.
Yeah, if you score every week, right. You didn't bring it up.
Be like Miles coming into the office every Monday like, man, I shot, you know, 40 under
another hole in one for me, man.
That's right. Oh, man. You never believe who I saw out there on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, damn. These are 10 types of difficult.
I'm going to be pissed when he comes in one day and he's like playing with one of the influencers I watch.
Yep.
Right.
Like, you met Bob from Bob Does Sports?
Damn. Yep.
Is that his name? I couldn't remember.
You'd be surprised who you meet out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the influencer I thought you were talking about.
I just picture the chick
personally. Yeah. There's some lady golfers out there that are...
We all remember when you were out a few months ago, that she was the one that I did not realize when I played her video it would come up over the air.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Dude, I was listening. I was listening to that. That's right. I was at home.
Yeah.
I was at home and I was tuned in. Damn it, Ted.
Trying to check out some blonde boobs while I should be working.
10 types of difficult coworkers and annoying coworkers. The kitchen slob. We don't have any of those here.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, fair call. Every office with a shared break room has at least one kitchen slob who leaves dirty dishes on the counter or in the sink, abandons meals in the microwave, and forgets about food that they placed in the fridge until someone else notices that it has morphed into a science experiment. I don't get how this happens. There is nobody whose job it is here that is assigned to clean the kitchen.
Right.
There's those of us that get tired of the messiness of the kitchen and we take it upon ourselves to clean it. There is nobody who's like, oh, by the way, on your job description is you wash the dishes at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, I'm going to go off on a tangent, but I don't care who you are, even if it's your own fridge. If the dressing is on the salad, throw it away.
Yes.
Nobody's going to eat leftover salad with the dressing on.
Soggy,
it's going to be wilted away.
Dude.
It drives you up a wall.
Yes. If you dress it, eat it.
Yeah.
Why get a salad?
Salads are
that's lunch.
That's a side item for dinner.
I have big salad night. I like big salad night.
Big salad. No,
it's not bad.
To me, that's food that food eats.
Put some protein on top.
Yeah, but who bought the big salad?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I helped make the big salad.
Yep.
I use a salad spinner a lot more than I ever thought I ever would. I didn't know about a doggone salad spinner until I met my wife.
Oh, weird nickname.
I know.
Love you, Pookie.
That's what you guys are doing.
The constant socializer. Some people live to work. The constant socializer is not one of them. This type of coworker looks for every opportunity to divert people from their projects by planning get-togethers and persuading other people to attend them. Yeah. There is a place for the socializer just because it kind of creates that levity in work.
Sure.
You know, they lower some shoulders. They make things not quite as serious. So they are a healthy entity in the workplace.
Without a doubt. And it's generally not that consistent.
Sure.
But sometimes, too, like the salespeople just aren't in here all the time.
Yeah.
So when they are, like, I like to go back there.
Yeah,
like, I like Steve. I like to say, what's up, Steve?
Yeah.
What's up, Drew?
Back there? Yeah.
Yeah, Drew's back there every day.
He's a sports guy.
Yeah.
You haven't physically been in years as a kid graduated high school yet. You know.
It's like being the manager at a restaurant. I like to walk back there and touch the table.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a term.
Hey there.
Oh, jeez.
The overworked martyr.
Oh, yeah.
The martyr's determined to outdo everyone on the team and having the biggest, most burdensome workload. If you mention a project that you're working on, the overworked martyr won't let you have the last word saying, oh, you have a report to finish? I have 3 reports and about 300 emails to get to before lunch. I'm so stressed out.
You took a stupid job.
Right.
Work smart.
Yep.
I like the way you say that. You should be able to say work smarter, not harder. Honestly, hey, just work smart.
Just work smart.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Save time.
The suck up. Every work group usually contains someone who sees the quickest way to career advancement as rubber stamping everything the boss says or does. Whether it's constantly complimenting the supervisor or volunteering to take on extra projects, the suck up is always the first with a hand in the air. Most supervisors don't know the suck ups on the team are, don't know who the suck ups on the team are and what they're up to, and some may be perfectly happy to have them around, validating their every move.
And if you don't know, it's because it's you.
Yeah, correct. That's how you know.
All right, any questions? Could you repeat everything that you just said? Because I love the sound of your voice.
God, I used to have a coworker that would do that, and I would freak out in the meetings to the point that, because they would ask, and like I said, the example is, all right, so everyone, we're going to meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. Any questions? Okay, so we're going to meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. It's not a question. You're repeating the statement, all right? And when we say 8 a.m., what else do you think he meant when he said we're meeting at 8 a.m.? It's not code. It means at 8 o'clock. Why are you talking?
The amount of gratitude that I have that we do most of, pretty much 100% of our meetings now on Zoom.
Yep.
That I can now mute it and turn the camera off so that when that happens, they don't hear the...
My God! I always have to make sure it's muted. Because usually I join those Zoom meetings with VD, and if it's like one of these company-wide things, a lot of people you don't know from around the country are there. And it's always like, man, I don't know who that blonde chick is. Upper left. Right.
Yeah.
Good golly. I hope we hire her here.
Can we enhance that picture?
Yeah.
Come on.
Enhance. Can we just look at her while we do this meeting?
Oh, that's pretty much what I do.
10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers, the gossiper. The office gossip can usually be found clustering with other coworkers around someone's desk, getting the scoop on which colleague is dating whom, what department may have layoffs,
oh, wow.
or the questionable thing that the manager did at the company holiday party.
We know. We all know.
Right, we all know.
Well, I mean, nobody comes in anymore, so there's none of that.
No, we're good.
I can't even talk smack on people because there's no one here for me to talk smack about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great feeling when somebody says, like if it's, you know, there's gossip about somebody,
mm-hmm.
and somebody says, did you hear the rumors? I'm like, no. Like, honestly, no, I don't think anybody's gossiping about it. You're good.
You're good, man. You're all right. The political agitator. The political agitator seeks recruits for his or her favorite political causes among the staff, oblivious to the fact that this can cause friction among coworkers. I don't know why. Regardless of where the political spectrum this individual might reside, the political agitator will either discuss divisive issues during work or pressure the entire team to come along to a rally, flash mob, or protest to boost ranks. They also, I have found, they make political jokes and cracks that just don't need to be there that nobody else makes.
Right.
Because they think that they're in a room full of people that all just completely agree with them, and so then they'll just go off the handle with a slight that brings politics into something that didn't even have politics in it.
Wait, why? Come on, man.
Right. Good job.
Yeah, right. It's just not necessary.
No.
I don't care which side you're on. Just who cares?
Right. Just shut up. Nobody cares.
This has nothing to do with our situation here.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Way to turn it to something that you can then rage about.
That's basically it, right?
Have fun with that. But then this is the number one type of difficult and annoying coworker.
His name is Mike.
Yeah, the loud talker.
Oh, God.
Whether you work in an open office or one with cubicles, a loud talker in your midst can quickly become the bane of your existence. While you're trying to desperately to compose an email, write a report, or handle a call with an important client, the loud talker is just a stone's throw away, conveying information at a decibel level that's better suited to a 3-year-old's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, there was a guy here on Wednesday. He's not here a lot, just like a lot of our coworkers, but, you know, they were here. He was here, and I couldn't figure out who was talking, but I'm like, why is this so loud? We had to go down the hall, and I'm like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need everybody to know.
You realize the guy you're talking to is literally 2 feet away from you.
I had, I was middle stalling it earlier this week, and somebody came in, and I heard the phone conversation on speaker.
Oh, God.
And all I could surmise that they walked in, saw my feet in the stall, and then turned around and left. Like, oh, am I interrupting your conversation that you're taking to the bathroom?
On speaker.
On speakerphone. Doggone it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.